I'll shout you tonight. God, we give you honor and praise. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for Jesus for giving up all that you have to come down here. Lord, we worship you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you that you love us so much that you were willing not only to be born, but to die. Tonight, God, we need you more than we've ever needed you before. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that your anointing will just saturate every corner, every individual, that not one will leave without an experience with God, knowing that that little baby we're singing about did not live as a baby, but lived as a lion. God, we give you praise and honor and glory as he kicked the devil's butt and took the keys of death and hell. And today we have victory. And God, we can declare as we celebrate his birth that not only he came because of love, not only did he die because of love, but now he's praying for us because he loves. And soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. And we honor you, Jesus, this evening. In your name we pray, and everybody shouted. I know you're a guest. If you're a guest, we're not a quiet church. I said, everybody shouted. Amen. What we're trying to do is get you ready for heaven. I want you to know when you get to heaven, you're not going to be quiet. For when you see the one who saved you from your sins, you're not going to go, hi. But you're going to shout, hey, that's Jesus. You're going to run, fall down at his feet, and give him all the praise and glory he deserves. Amen. So one more shout to the Messiah. One more shout with all that you have. Amen. Can you do me a favor? We are a very friendly church. Some of you, it's your first time. Thank you so much. But we want to just release everybody. Can you go find five people you don't know and say, good evening. I thank God for Jesus. Come on, get right out of your chair. Go find five people. Say, I thank God for Jesus. Good evening. That's right. Tell somebody, I love Jesus. I love Jesus too. Isn't it a great day? Some people are celebrating a dead tradition, but we're celebrating a living Savior. Amen. Jesus is alive. If you'll make your way back to your chairs, this is a situation we always have with His Tabernacle. We are a friendly church. Did everybody meet somebody they didn't know before? Or did you just avoid everybody? Come on now, you gotta be nice. Amen. Make your way back to your chairs. We're going to receive communion. I love communion, don't you? Me too. If I could everybody's attention, just make your way back to your chairs. Do you mind if I come down on the floor for communion? Is that all right? You don't mind? You see, what I love about communion, what a lot of people don't understand, is that communion was a lot like this, just less people. They were talking, they were laughing. Some of you have been only part of communion where it's really staunch and it's kind of cold. But that's really not what communion was about at all. If you remember, Jesus was with his most intimate friends. That's right. He walked with them, talked with them. They hung out together. Family. They did it for 3 years. So you know when they got together to eat. You know, Peter and John were always bickering a little bit anyways. But man, this is what it was. It was family. And Jesus probably had to say, hey guys, let's sit down. Let's sit down now. But that night, he was celebrating what was going to happen to him and teaching about what's called the new covenant. Everybody say new covenant. I would encourage everybody in the room, if you've not been to Rock Solid Faith, that you will go to Rock Solid Faith and learn your covenant rights. You see, Jesus came to give us a covenant. And what I love about that is that's what he did here in 1 Corinthians. He started teaching them. Now in our house, in the house here, we teach everybody there are two things you cannot separate. Everybody say you can't separate the blood, which represents forgiveness. And you can't separate the body, which represents healing. So whenever you see the blood, you'll always see the body. Whenever you see the body, you'll always see the blood. You'll always see salvation and healing in the same package. So tonight when we take communion, what's powerful about that is if you're sick in your body, we're going to have a very horrible tasting wafer. There's no miracle power in the wafer or in the juice. But it is your point of contact to receive from what God has already bought for you on the cross. That's why we remember communion. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, for I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Tonight, we're going to receive communion. Some of you need Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Some of you have come and you know you're not right with God. You know that you're not serving Jesus the way you're supposed to. And right this point, you can do something right now. You can make a decision to follow Christ right now. It's that easy. So Jesus took the bread. He broke it. He shared it with his best friends. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. By his stripes, you were healed. Lord, I release the healing anointing in the room this evening. I thank you, God, that people are going to be healed even as we receive this evening. I thank you, God, that there's going to be testimony after testimony of the miracle-working power of heaven. Lord, I take authority over sickness and disease in Jesus' name. I take authority over maiming and wounding. I take authority over growths in the name of Jesus. And I speak right now to spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I rebuke you and command you to loose the children of God in Jesus' name. Lord, as we take and partake of this communion, we thank you that this is not about a wafer and this is not about a little juice. This is about the price that you paid that we'll be whole people. God, even as we take this, I ask in Jesus' name, those who are struggling in their minds, those that are struggling with depression, we break that spirit of fear in Jesus' name. God, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So, Lord, we broke it just as you did. And said, thank you, Father. Thank you for what you've done for us through your Son, Jesus. In your name we receive. Let's eat the cracker together. He then picked up the cup and he said, "This is my blood." Do you remember in the book of John, chapter 6? He had a large following. Jesus had a large following. And he stood up in front of everybody and said, "If you're going to follow me, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood." And they all thought he was talking about cannibalism. So you know what they did? They left. The only ones left now were just the disciples. And he looked at the disciples and said, "Are you going to go too?" And Peter said, "Where are we going to go? You're the one with the words of eternal life. Tonight, Jesus is the Son of God. And his blood has cleansed you from your sin." I don't know what your sins are. Some of you think you've gone too far, and I want you to know that's a lie. I don't care what sins you have done. I just heard it. Somebody just said in their head, "Well, I made my bed, I got to lie in it." That's a lie. Jesus came that you could be free from every sin. There's not one sin that's too big. There's not one sin that's too small. They all do the same thing. It separates you. So what the blood of Jesus does, when you confess your sins, he literally brings you back together with God. Relationship. Father, we thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you came. You were willing to come. We thank you, Jesus, that you were willing to die. We thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price. For he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. I thank you that tonight, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to set people free. God, those that are addicted, I rebuke right now. And Lord, I rebuke that spirit of addiction, and I release right now freedom in the Spirit of God. Lord, those that have felt they've gone too far, I even hear that. There's somebody here says, I think I've committed the unpardonable sin. You've not, because you're sitting in this room. You wouldn't be sitting in this room if you had. Jesus got a great plan for your life. So we receive right now your forgiveness, Jesus. Restore us back to your life. In your name we pray. Let's partake together. Hallelujah. Somebody, God is healing your right knee. The pain is actually, if you feel the back of your knee, the backside of your knee right in here, God is healing you, restoring you, making you whole today. Hallelujah. I just love the presence of the Lord. Don't you? Can you turn to the person next to you and say, "Thank God for Jesus"? Amen. I'm going to have my wife come. We're going to receive the blessings to the Lord. Many of you, if you're our guest, this is not about you, but we as a body have been giving a birthday present to Jesus. And what I love is to be able to do that for the Lord.
Amen. And all of our gift giving, we just wanted to make sure that we took time to give the best gift to Jesus. So if you're from our family and you prepared your gift for Jesus, we love to, every time we come to his house, is bring a gift for him. So if you are, we're a little behind on the candle lighting. They're scrambling to light candles now. So if you prepared your gift, we're going to go ahead and stand to our feet and watch them scramble real fast. Buckets are halfway and in the front. There's baskets right there, Pastor Banfield. When you come forward to bring your offering, you're going to want to grab your candle for the candle lighting portion of the service. So just go ahead and come forward to bring those, to bring your offerings and to grab your candle. Again, we have some halfway for those of you in the back, so we don't have too much congestion and traffic jam. So if you're prepared right now, go ahead and bring your gift. Let's pray over our gifts real quickly first. Father, it is our privilege to give back to you. We can't even come close, Lord, to giving what you've given to us. God, no matter how much we try, Lord, you are so awesome and so wonderful. It's our privilege. And tonight we give our gifts to you with great joy. And we pray that it blesses your heart, Jesus. We thank you for it in your precious name. Amen. Go ahead and bring your offerings forward. Make sure you grab a candle. If you don't have an offering, that's fine. Come forward.
Hallelujah. Why don't you stand to your feet? Grab your candle. And let's do some worship. What is worship? Worship is praising Him and thanking Him for who He is, not what He's done. So tonight, let's just take a few moments. We're going to sing two songs. And then I'm going to end out with a little message. But the reason you have a light is because you are the light of the world. Without you, this world has no hope. You know that, right? You are the light of the world. Tonight, this is not just about you and I singing a few songs, but recognizing who we are. Let's sing.
Silent night, holy.
song. Sing to him now.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory.
Oh, come on, sing that again. Sing it to Jesus. Sing it to Jesus.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory.
We worship you, Jesus. We thank you for your presence tonight. God, we know this, that you are our life. We can acquire everything on this planet, Jesus, but without you, we are still devoid. We need your presence. And Lord, I remind you, it's your presence that changes hearts. Where the presence of the Lord was, there was the power to heal, there was the power to draw. So tonight, Holy Spirit, we don't want just in and out church. We want you. We need you.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the
Jesus.
Glory. We
sing it to him. Sing it to Jesus tonight. We worship you. We worship you.
We give you all the glory.
We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
We give
Hallelujah.
You all the glory.
We'll wait on you, God. The world waited all of those centuries till you came. Jesus, we don't want to rush. We want you. Yeah. Here's the anointing. Jesus, touch us. Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I am stubborn enough that I don't want to just go to church. I want God. Father, there are many in the room today that have never experienced you. They believe in you, Jesus. They believe in and accept you as being who you are, but they've never experienced you. And I pray in the name of Jesus right now that anointing will go out and start releasing the power of God in their life. About 5 inches up from the right ankle, it's your bone. I want to say even my head says, my spirit says, a blood clot. I just command it right now to dry up in the name of Jesus. I command that pressure to be gone from that portion of the leg in Jesus' name. I worship you. We worship you, Jesus. God, our hearts are after you. And tonight, we just want to say we love you very much. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Blow out those candles. You can play with them all you want. I don't care. Just don't dump them on the person next to you. I'm just going to share real quickly. We can leave the lights where they are. You can keep playing. I just want to share real quickly. I'm not going to preach a message, but what I feel God wants me to share with you this evening. As an individual, you're having lung issues for whatever reason on the right side again. In Jesus' name, I command the lung to be made perfectly whole in Jesus' name. Tonight, I want to talk to you real quickly about joy and peace. Now, I want you to be real, and I think we all are. If you've lived long enough, you realize there's not a lot of joy and there's not a lot of peace on this planet. Turn the news on. I was sharing a few weeks ago in church when we had the Uproar Conference. It's our teenage conference. We had over 1,000 teenagers in the arena. And I called one of the TV stations and I asked them to come. And you know what they told me? They said, well, that's really not good. That's really not news that produces viewers. I said, but there's 1,000 teenagers hearing about how they can make their lives better. And I said, so you're telling me, doing a story on heroin or doing a story on this drug or somebody dying or somebody getting shot is better? And they said, yes, it brings better ratings. And I want you to know that you and I are the people that are going to make the difference. Can I hear an amen? We are the people that bring change to our region. We are the church. We're not dead. We're alive. We start talking about peace on earth, and I remember one time I said to somebody, I said, what would you want? What one wish would you wish, or what one gift would you ever desire? And they said, I want peace on earth. And I want you to know it's never going to happen. It's not going to happen till the millennial reign of Christ. The peace that Jesus came to give is not peace in the aspect of you and I not having and hearing about wars. In fact, the Bible says in the last days, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. There'll be an escalation of it. Luke chapter 2, verse 13 and 14 says this, and suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts. 10,000 times 10,000 is what they say. That's a lot. I looked up the number. Praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. You see, Pastor, what's wrong? I thought you said that Jesus came to bring peace. I want to talk to you real quickly about two types of peace that Christ came to give. And it's not the peace that everybody wants on this planet, because it can't happen. The peace that Jesus, the Son of God, came to bring was the peace between you and God the Father. That is the number one peace. You can have everything this world has to offer. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Listen, you can have everything. Do you remember when you fell in love with the one that, you know, your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend? I'm talking, you were swooning. I love you. Man, you couldn't wait to call them. Ring-a-ding-a-ding. Hey, baby, how are you? You're on the phone for 4 hours. Now you're driving the car and you can't even talk for 5 minutes. It's amazing how emotions wane. Emotions change. Jesus did not come to stir an emotion and to create a religion. He came that we would have a relationship with him. We'd have a relationship with God the Father. What Adam and Eve lost in the garden, Christ came to restore and to make new. The Bible says the first Adam brought death, but the second Adam brought life. So what is this peace? This is a peace that you can't buy. It's a peace you can't earn. This is a peace you'll never be good enough to get a hold of for yourself. This is a peace that only you can receive. It's a free gift. This peace is where you and I confess our sins before God and ask him and surrender our lives and say, God, I want you. I desire you to be my Lord and my King. I desire you to run my life. Wash my sins away. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. What happens is this. There is a supernatural exchange. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Everybody on this planet has sinned. Jesus was the only sinless sacrifice. And the wages of sin is death because it separates us. But the amazing part about truly having peace with God is that when you call on him, that's what the Messiah came for. When you call on him, something happens. There is an exchange. You go from guilt and shame to peace. A peace that you can't do anything with except receive. And now you know that if you take your last breath, and let's be honest, man, we all know life is quick. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Now the little babies were running around here having fun during worship, and I'm looking at them and smiling. Tomorrow morning, I can't wait for the grandkids to get to the house. I can't wait for them to see the presents under the tree. I know Sophia, she's going to be a mad lady. She's going to go just nuts. She's going to be so excited. In fact, she already wants to come and open her presents. Do you remember it? I remember being up in my room, man. I remember, I was waiting to hear Santa Claus land on the roof. I remember when the morning came. You know, I'm bright and bushy-tailed. I was up. I remember getting up and yelling, "Is it time?" And my mother and father said, "Go to bed." Come on, how many of you know that? Man, I remember the days. And I remember, I'm picturing it in my head right now. I remember the tree. And I remember running down the stairs. Now, if you've ever lived in New England, the stairs aren't like this. The stairs are like this. And man, I remember running down those stairs. There's no carpet. Pop, 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 pop. And getting down the bottom of the stairs and looking. Seeing the presence. There's nothing that stirs you more as a child than seeing the opportunity to have a gift. To know that somebody bought you something or Santa Claus is coming to town. I know some of you don't believe in Santa Claus. That's okay. I do. Me too, honey. He was out in the driveway with me on Sunday. What's amazing now is even that exhilaration. Now, I'm the grandparent putting the toys together. Time goes by so fast. Time exhilarates, and man, it accelerates, and all of a sudden, you were that child running down the stairs, and now your grandma and your grandpa, or maybe even great-grandma and great-grandpa, and now it's time is gone. Some of you sat back and said, "I believe in God. I someday I'll get my life right with the Lord." But hear me now. You will never have peace with God until you decide, "I want the Messiah. I want Jesus, that one who came and gave himself so that I might live. I want Christ." Don't put off your time. Come on, stop the excuses. There's so many of them. But I want you to realize, until you have peace with God, you're not sure what's going to happen when eternity comes. Not all dogs go to heaven. Say amen or oh my. There's only one name under heaven is where you shall be saved. That's the name of Jesus. Church is not going to get you to heaven. Say amen. Your religion is not going to get you to heaven. Come on now, your mom and dad ain't going to get you to heaven. Being a good person doesn't get you to heaven. And even being sincere doesn't get you to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." See, and on this Christmas Eve, the greatest gift is receiving that peace that he has promised you. I like knowing. There's a peace in knowing that if life ended tonight, I'm going going to be with God forever. You don't mind me sharing this part to you. It's all right. I've done a lot of funerals. Been in ministry almost 33 years. Some of the saddest funerals I've ever done were when the family didn't know whether they went to heaven or not. Well, they were a good person. They were nice. Did they know Jesus? Well, they believed in God. And then I have to tailor the sermon for the funeral. And I have to say, ready? They're right now in eternity. And one thing they want you to know, you need to know God. Why? Because if they're in hell, they want you to know, don't end up there with them. But if they're in heaven, they don't want to leave you behind either. But you don't have to wonder. You can know. That's why Jesus came. That's why he came. So that you can have peace and know you're right with God. The second type of peace that Christ came to give is the peace when you know him as your Savior. It changes everything. Because you're able to walk through the fire and come out not even smelling like smoke. There is a peace that he gives you in the midst of your storm. There is a peace that he gives you to govern your life. There is a peace that when you know him, it passes all understanding according to Philippians. He said, don't be anxious for anything, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And then the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus your Lord. You see, when you have Jesus, it is not religious. When you have Jesus, you can walk through the storm and know that if God is for you, who can be against you? See, that's the difference between being a religious person. Well, I met one the other day. They were very sincere. And they actually said this. Well, I don't pray for things. You know, I'm just glad I'm alive. Well, I'm sorry. I'm a covenant child of God. And being a covenant child of God, I have certain rights in the kingdom of God. Say amen or oh my. The Bible says I'm a citizen of heaven. Can I hear an amen? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, she had good religion, but she didn't know her Savior. And there are a lot of people that are good religious folk. But you can't live in peace because you don't know the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And today, in this house, I so honor you for being here. But what you've enabled us to do as watching by live stream as well is you've been able to have the Holy Spirit through the Word of God called the seed penetrate your heart. And now the seed of salvation, the gospel of Christ, the good news, and that's what the angels declared. He's got good news. What's the good news? Jesus will wash your sins away. He'll restore you to your Father. He'll make you brand new. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. God will transform you, make you a new man and a new woman. You see, that's the awesome part about who God is. He'll give you a peace, knowing not only that you're right, but when hell is licking your toes, you don't have to cower and cry. You can put your shoulders back and start declaring the word of truth and watch God transform your situation. For I walk by faith and not by sight. That's the difference between religion and relationship with Jesus. So today, we did something here many years ago. I got 4 minutes. We did something many years ago, and somebody said, do you have a membership in your church? And I said, we will never have a membership at His Tabernacle Family Church. And the reason is because a lot of people put their faith in a membership, not in the relationship. Well, I'm a member of His Tabernacle. I don't care. The devil goes to church too. What God wants more than anything For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God is passionate for you. God is desperate for you. God is after you. God wants you. He wants you to be his son and daughter. He wants you to know him, walk with him, talk with him. He wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to walk within your kingdom principles. He wants you to be blessed and healed. Some of you need healing. It's all yours if you're a child. Tomorrow morning, you're going to get up. And man, everything's going to be exciting, especially if you've got kids. And then some dude knocks on your front door. In fact, he chooses not even to knock, but he just walks in your house. You're there with your kids. Man, you're in your PJs. And, sorry. You're like RC. They got matching PJs. You're all matched. And all of a sudden, the dude comes in your house. Walks in your living room. Walks over. Picks up your present. And says, have a good day. And you said, thanks for coming. No, you're saying, who are you? What are you doing in my house? Some of the houses, there might be a ring. Bang! I want you to hear me. You can't be part of the family of God unless you're adopted into the family by you receiving Jesus as your Savior. And that's what people struggle with. Because they want all of God's benefits. They want all of God's kingdom. They want all that God has to offer, but they don't want a relationship with him. They don't want to surrender to him. They want to live for him. You got to have a relationship, and that brings the peace where no man can touch. Amen. Bow your heads with me this evening. Thank you so much for being with us. We just thank you so much for coming. If I could have the lights tuned up a tad and the prayer team come to the front of the altar. Some of you need one or both of these types of peace. Some of you need salvation. Some of you need Jesus to wash your sins away. Well, I'm not into that religious stuff. Good, you're in the right place, because neither are we. I want you to know him. I want you to have peace with God. Today, if you don't have peace with God, man, I want to offer you the greatest gift you'll ever get, and there's not even a tree. And that is peace in your heart because you know you're right with Jesus. Some of you used to be and you walked away from God. Some of you once knew Jesus and you walked away from him. Today, he's calling you home. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. If you know you're not right with God, you know you're not in a right position with the Lord, you're not sure if you died right now, you go to heaven. Remember, it's not about religion. You're not sure, and you know you don't have peace with heaven, and you want it. You want peace with God. If that's you this evening, I want to make it the best Christmas you're ever going to have. And when you got peace with God, man, that is the best Christmas you're ever going to have. And right now, if you're not right with God and you want to get right with Jesus, I'd like you to slide your hand up right now. I'm not going to wait long. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, young man. Thank you, young lady. Is there anyone else? I love the little children. Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I see that hand in the back. Thank you, sir. You can put it right back down. Not going to wait long. Come on now. Don't let your Christmas go by. Thank you in the back over there. It's okay. You can. I'm going to count down. Why do I do that? And some of you have heard me do that before. Because sometimes we need a realistic understanding that it might be your final count. You think you got tomorrow. You don't know what you got. You have now. Today is the day of salvation. 5, get your hand up. 4, you want God, get your hand up. 3, thank you, sir. 2, last call. And thank you. And 1, let's all stand to our feet. Thank you so much. Can you give everyone who raised their hand a hand clap this evening? Heaven is shouting right now. Heaven is shouting right now. I'm 2 minutes over. I'm sorry. The prayer team is here because there's two types of peace. If you're going through a struggle, you can have the biggest smile on your face, but be in turmoil inside. If you're a son and daughter of God, you need peace in your heart. I'm going to ask you when we release, you can just come on up and have one of these folks pray with you. They're not going to get weird. They're not going to push you around. They're just going to pray with you, and God's going to touch your life. God's going to move in your heart. Tonight, if you raise your hand for salvation, as we release everybody, I want you to come right up here. Can everybody turn to someone and say this to them for me real quick? Say, if you didn't raise your hand, but you want to give your heart to Jesus, I'll go up with you at the end of service. Amen? Did you do that? So if you want to give your heart to Christ, you want to have that peace of God. I saw all those hands go up now. Mindy's right here. She's got a soft, fuzzy outfit on. What in the world is that? It's a sweater. I want you to come right out of your chair, and I want you to meet Mindy right up here. We're going to get you a Bible. We want to make sure you know what you're doing. We want to make sure you... Man of God, thank you so much for being here. You're a miracle, and God is touching your life right now. I see the anointing on you right now. In the name of Jesus, from the top of your head, the anointing is flowing down over your body. Things are coming into order. Go now, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mindy, you want to give your heart to the Lord, come right out of your chair. Meet me right up here real quick. Real quick, real quick. Amen. Amen. You raise your hand for Jesus. Man of God, thank you. I'm proud of you. Many more raise their hands. And when we dismiss the service, make sure you make your way to Mindy. She's right over in that corner. You don't want to miss your moment. Jesus said, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father. But if you deny me before man, I'll deny you before my Father. Some of you are going to struggle desperately if you don't make an outward declaration of what God has done in your heart. And I'll tell you why. Because if you can't confess him in here, what are you going to do out there with your friends? Whoop. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready? Father, I just speak blessing over this house in the name of Jesus. I declare, God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I declare in Jesus' name healing and restoration. I declare sons and daughters, Lord, people of power and authority in Jesus' name. Lord, as tomorrow unfolds, I pray that you'll give each one of us the opportunity to share the good news of why you actually came to somebody in our family, to one of our friends, God, who doesn't know you. Lord, give us a holy boldness for the glory of God that Jesus, not one will have to walk away or enter into eternity without peace, but all will know God. In Jesus' name, surround us with your angels. Protect us, O God, and fill us with the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And everybody in agreement said, amen. We love you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being here with your family. Make sure you make this a tradition in your family.
Heaven and nature sing.